Let's say you were trying to sign up for insurance on healthcare.gov a few months ago. You filled out your income status, submitted your application, and were told you're eligible for Medicaid and would be contacted by your state Medicaid office. Or maybe you were sent a letter late last year by the Arkansas Department of Human Services saying you may be eligible for premium assistance because of something called the Arkansas Healthcare Independence Program. Either way, you stepped through a few more hoops, filled out some online forms, selected an insurance plan from one of a handful of carriers, and in a matter of weeks, an insurance card was sent to you. This sounds like you. It means you're one of about 176,000 Arkansans enrolled in the so-called private option. Interim State Medicaid Director Don Zekas has a bit more to share on what the rest of your fellow enrollees are like.
We're seeing approximately 41% male, 59% female.
And how old are they?
We've also seen the average age continue to decrease since the start of the program. It's decreased approximately 3 years. We're now down to about 38 as being the average age for the population.
Zekas and other officials with the state DHS and insurance department spoke to state legislators about how the private option is doing. Among the issues, the insurance carrier Ambetter and its offering of vision and dental coverage to more than 19,000 people through the program. Medicaid officials say this has led to greater than estimated costs for the state, which pays for coverage using federal Medicaid money. As a result, the state says it will no longer allow those coverage options for any future enrollees, a concern of State Senator Stephanie Flowers.
What pops up in my mind is deceptive trade. That's what this is. And it's being sanctioned by the state of Arkansas. And that's not right.
Flowers recently pushed for DHS officials to add a disclaimer to Ambetter plans labeled as offering vision and dental to say those coverage options will not be provided anymore. The benefits could be allowed in future years, still with a higher cost per plan. Another issue presented at the hearing was setting up some qualifying enrollees with a health savings account, a sort of piggy bank for the times beneficiaries need to share the costs of coverage. Arkansas Surgeon General Joe Thompson.
It'll be a phased implementation with education being an important front-end piece before people are placed financially at significant risk.
The state is seeking a federal waiver for the HSA plan. The waiver request should be submitted in September. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.